Dear Chicago.
Lipschitz.
Drove to Chicago.
The Super Bowl jam.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there in a day.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
Hi, this is Maria Gonzalez.
Oh.
Maria Conchita Gonzalez Sanchez.
Wow. This You've is been Roger. Married four times?
18.
Oh, 18?
Right. Elizabeth Taylor and got shit on me.
Today is March 30th, Sunday.
Yes.
One episode, more day and it's over. Episode 531. Did you say October?
I said the 31st, one more day and it's over.
Oh, over. Well, not winter, because it'll be here until about June.
Right. Well, supposedly we're supposed to get some snow on Wednesday.
Oh,
or Tuesday,
my God. And 60 today.
Right. Hi.
That's crazy.
How many murders today?
Well, like somebody said on Twitter, or no, Facebook, I think it was Baron. I said it's supposed to be 56 degrees today. How many people are going to get shot? And he said 56. So I guess that's for every degree that we
That wouldn't make no sense, because then it's every degree that we go up. And since last week we were, what, 30-ish? Uh-huh. So that would be about right, 20, 22. Yeah. Well, we were right.
It'll be interesting. Somebody's going to get shot.
Somebody. God, I hope it's not one of us.
You're not even trying to mess up that hair this
no,
morning,
No, because it is. I'm having a good hair
Because it jacks it up, really. But you, like, you get some headphone hair.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Yeah. That's why I'm trying to, like, not get it to, like, sit on my head.
Oh, my God, Roger. You know what?
You have diarrhea.
I am too. Well, I have the, went out, stayed up till 5 in the morning, and woke up, and come on now. Really? Oh my God.
I'd be like,
you're ridiculous. No, Mariah, stop it. So I went out last night and I stayed out till like 5 a.m. this morning.
Cause you're a whore.
And I am up. I was up at 9:30 texting you saying, when are you coming over? And you did not respond until like 12.
Just for the record, it is 12:12. I responded 12 minutes ago. When I walked through her door with a fucking caramel macchiato.
So good.
Mm.
Yeah, and my voice probably sounds a little raspy because, you know, when you're out dancing.
Right.
You have
when you're
to
out
scream,
living the nightlife.
Yeah.
And boogieing.
You have to, when you're out with your boogie nights. You have to like scream at your friends.
I know your friends.
Because the music's so loud.
Who the fuck is hung like him? No one.
Huh? What?
It's a reference to Boogie Nights.
Oh, I've never seen the movie.
All right, this is irritating.
Yeah, just come on. You're going to have to do it. I'm sorry. Your hair, you can fix it when you leave. It's not like, where are you going?
I don't know. Maybe meet a husband.
Oh, where?
I don't know.
Steamworks?
No. Ew.
So, you know, as you're dancing on the floor, you're drinking, you're screaming, and then like at your friends because you're trying to talk to them. And then, you know, your favorites, well, I'm not quite sure that happened last night. I think I would remember.
That's how drunk you were?
Yeah, no. But then your favorite Robin song comes on.
Dancing on My Own?
Yes!
Oh my God, I love that song.
And you know, you have to sing it while you're dancing it.
Duh.
So I did that last night, and now I sound like, who do I sound like? Facebook later, podcast now.
Shut up. I'm trying to figure out what, what's that singer? Joni Mitchell?
I saw like Joni Mitchell.
she.
I was thinking more of like maybe, Johnny Cash.
What?
Or
Ring of Fire.
The guy that sings Let's Get It On.
What's Marvin Gaye?
Marvin Gaye, yeah.
No, you're gay.
I'm totally Marvin Gaye.
No, who's a
I'm
who's
starving
a, like,
Marvin
a huge,
Gaye? Eartha Kitt. Do I sound like Eartha Kitt?
No. Can she talk like this?
I don't know how to. Can you do? Well, of course you can, because you can roll your R's.
Yes.
That's like a requirement. Like, if you're a Spanish speaker, you have to sound like Eartha Kitt when you.
And if anybody likes to have their balls sucked on, it's really fun.
Oh, really?
Oh. Just
sensitivo.
Speaking of balls, is one of your balls sensitive?
Both of them are sensitive.
Really? Like, yeah. Do you like them played with?
Or
is
yeah,
it
when
you're like you're kind of indifferent? Like, it's okay.
No, I like it. Just don't be too rough.
Got it.
I prefer a soft touch, maybe a little tickle.
Soft.
Not so much a thumbprint.
That sounds like a song.
Not so much
like
thumbprints.
A soft touch.
I used to be with guys that used to like press them down. No.
What the fuck is that? Wait, this is not a motherfucking dial tone. You're not like, it's not a. Fucking
we're not
hashtag.
Stamping. We're not stamping.
Don't press the pause sign afterwards. It's like, meh.
I'm like, really? Stop.
That's
what about you?
I do. Actually, my left one is a little more sensitive.
Oh my God. Do you do like ball clamps and shit? Do you like separate them with rubber bands? And
no, that's awful.
Stuff like that?
No, no.
Do you know anybody that does?
No. I mean, I've seen guys who have put on those like, not cock rings, but like it is a
the
cock ring
that separates
but
them.
Yeah, I've seen guys separate the balls.
They get
with the,
so purple red looking. I don't.
I kind of like.
That's
I kind of
okay.
like going like this. Bing.
Oh no, ma'am.
I not on me.
No.
Them. Hey, you know what? You're the one that brought the freak. I'm gonna go ahead and do
We're
my part.
Make it freaky,
right? Exactly. I'm gonna go ahead and go clink.
Oh my God, you guys, my throat hurts. Thank you, Roger, for bringing me Starbucks.
Oh, you're welcome. And I also want to say that this, since we're thanking people, thank you, Mark and Ed. That was a very
maybe,
nice
are guest. You supposed to say anything?
It did, there was no notes in there. Oh. So it did not come with a
thank
note.
You very much for the donation to his new microphone.
So she says.
Yeah. That's what that's for, remember?
I sounded Mark, really...
Or
let
Ed
me just,
said, Ed said anything to make the show sound better.
Right, and he participated. So I'm going to get me something that's going to make me better for the show.
Not possible. Not possible.
Hi, the gift card was for me. By the way, I actually sounded really good last week.
Well, because I made you sound good.
Oh, right.
I did, like, after show editing. Oh, my God, you guys.
I've seen that
so
after show
last
editing.
Last week, I was just joking with Roger, and I was like,
it's fucking hot in here. Do you have like a...
You want me to open the window?
Something.
God.
Look, can you please explain my sweaty shirt?
Because you're excited. I don't know why. Please hold people. Can you talk to the people?
Yes, I will talk. So anyways, it's really... It's my thyroid. No, I know, but it's my thyroid issue. Remember I told you I can't control my internal thermometer? You guys, I'm like a fucking menopausal woman. It's awful. But that's changing because I decided I'm going to take the drug and give it a shot. Although Yorji texted me and he was
so
like,
cute.
He was like, don't do it. Just do diet and exercise. Hi, would you like to trade my fucking thyroid with yours?
I can. Maybe you could train and exercise with him.
I know he was. That's what he wants me to do. not that way. He's got a boyfriend.
Wait, although you're still like Eartha Kitt.
So I like when she was on Catwoman, she would like it's a little more tight. It's a tighter.
Is it cooler in here? It feels a lot cooler because I'm gonna have to close the window
it
soon.
It feels amazing. Amazing.
So you guys, last week I was joking with Roger when he
about
made
what?
Me the matcha tea or whatever. Is it matcha?
Matcha.
Matcha.
Yes.
I was like,
do
is
not
this,
insult.
Is this gonna give me like severe shits? He's like, oh no, it doesn't do that. It doesn't do that. The next day, oh my God, tore up the porcelain at work. Like, tiles were falling. People were asking me if I'm okay. They were in the women's bathroom and they asked me that.
She was like, heavy. Heavy flow.
Oh my God. Flushed multiple times.
Wait, so wait.
Just,
but do you... I feel like this is really low for some reason. But do you think that it was maybe because you like... had eaten something that was I don't
Tony
honestly
made us food so
I don't I,
and you ate some of it so and you had the little poops too,
yeah I
right?
did I had to oh well,
but
you
it's
because
it was so good
you know what though I have actually been having, like, today, this morning, my best friend came over yesterday and we watched...
Is this Pookie's?
Yeah, Pookie and her wife, E. Which, by the way, I have to say...
Wait, Pookie has a wifey?
Yeah, she's a big old fucking bull dyke.
Really?
Like bull dyke. She's gonna hate that I said that. I always call her...
That's not appropriate.
I call her Rug Muncher, Stanley Steamer...
What is a Stanley Steamer?
You know, it's the...
Well, I know that, but how does that a lesbian?
It cleans carpet, bitch.
Oh, well, okay. Oh, I built shelves this weekend.
I know. You were a little power lesbian.
I know. You we were Tony. A power lesbian couple.
Yeah.
Well, only thing we were missing is our U-Haul. But we already live together.
I was going to say that it makes no sense. Hmm. But anyway, so she came over with her wifey, and then...
What's her wifey like? Is she like... Total lipstick lesbian, like...
No, actually, my girlfriend, my best friend is... Pookie is more of a lipstick lesbian than...
Well, how's she a bull dyke if she's a lipstick
lesbian? Well, I call her that because she, like, likes to build and get her hands dirty and things like that.
And she's a lipstick lesbian?
Mm-hmm.
Those are my favorite. Like, yeah. Two lipstick lesbians together kind of make me tingle.
You know, it's really weird. Sally is... She doesn't... She doesn't appear to be like a lipstick lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
She's a little bit more
like an average girl, like next door.
No, her hair's short, you know, but she's she doesn't, like, she can be girly if she wants to be.
Oh, okay.
I mean, from what I've known her, she can be if she wants to be.
Okay.
Yeah. And she's a sweetheart. She's very nice.
Do they both listen to the show?
I don't know if she... I don't know if Sally listens to the show. I know that... you'll have to edit that out.
Fuck her!
Edit! I don't know if...
Why does it have to... Really? Does it have to be edited out?
Yes, it does! I don't know if Pookie... yeah, you'll have to edit that out. Sorry. Anyway, so...
Well, Pete, I can tell you right now, people just love the dinosaur sound. Because that's what takes the place of people's names.
Do they really?
Yes. Oh, no, they hate it.
Why do they hate it?
Because it's loud.
Anyway, so they both came over. We ate pizza and we
chatted. Why didn't I get invited?
Because you were busy with the bearded lady bullshit.
Oh, last night?
Yeah, because it was last night.
That was fun. You should have been there. You should go to one of those. It's pretty fun. And it's a good cause. They raise money for the AIDS Foundation for Chicago.
I already donate. I'm good. Thank you. I've donated enough money to them fuckers, and they still can't find a cure. I know that sounds really heartless, and I shouldn't.
Yeah.
That's really
mean.
Same
thing for cancer.
Right. Well, the same thing for them. I donate to them and they still can't find a cure. I donate every year. I'm a good Samaritan that
way.
Well,
you should still go watch it because it's fun.
Mm. I told you what I thought about that. It's weird.
It is weird. And it makes me feel uncomfortable, but it's fun.
I don't know. It's
like seeing a car accident. You don't want to see it. And you don't want to see arms and legs hanging out.
Right.
But you kind of do.
So but you kind of, like, you're intrigued.
You give side eye. You're like, you don't make direct eye contact. So.
Stupid. Anyway, so.
So, like, when you're looking, you're like, looking. Like,
you're like. Oh my God. Is that really happening? So, anyway, so we watched.
What kind of pizza did you have?
Congress, which is one of my favorite pizzas.
Oh, I've never heard of it.
It's on the West Side. And wait, they have football-style pizza.
You went... Wait. They came all the way from the West Side to Evanston?
Yeah, because they live in, like, Rosemont, Schiller Park, in that area.
Rosemont, like, where the Blue Line is?
Yeah, like, by the airport.
That's so far.
So they came over.
Who lives there?
Huh?
I said, who lives there?
They do.
I thought there was only the Rosemont stop.
No.
And a bunch of hotels.
No, it's a more Latino... Because it's by Franklin Park and stuff.
I need to move there.
Stupid.
Is Pookie's Latina?
Huh?
Is Pookie's Latina?
Yes. Both of them are.
She speaks Spanish?
Uh-huh. Oh. They're both Mexican. She's way more Mexican than I am.
Like, even with eyebrows?
Stupid. No, she's got normal eyebrows.
Oh, was there a concert last night at...
Aragon?
Yeah, what was that last night? I don't know. Because we were in the middle of everybody getting out.
And Texas
Mexican
was there.
Mexican cowboys.
I was going to say Texas.
Oh, my God. So drunk. There were prostitutes everywhere.
Oh, I'm sure they were lapping it up.
There was a girl that probably originally had high heels on, but since she weighed about a good 450, they were flats.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Walking with two Texas or Mexican cowboys just like right beside her, like, I got it.
Yeah, don't even bother. I got it. That heel, it's stressing, but I
La
got it.
La gorda es bonita.
Oh, and
did
I'm sure
say
she.
It right? Did I say it right?
Yeah, you did. And I'm sure her fucking skirt was like hiked up to like you could see the panty liner.
Darien Lake legs. That's all I'm gonna say. Darien Lake legs.
That's kind of thick.
It's one leg.
I mean, you make me spit all over my fucking computer, you ass. That is...
So, what were we talking about?
Pookie and her girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Anyway. And then you came... They
so,
came
they
over.
Came over. We ate pizza. We talked. And then we watched Silver Lining Playbook. They never seen
it. Oh, was that good?
Oh my God, it's so good. Have you
is
seen
it?
You never
make
seen
me
it?
Cry. I don't like to watch shit that makes me emotional. It's
it will make you
it's fucked up already. So.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh God. Oh, it makes me look like I got Kate plus eight.
Yeah.
I hate you.
You need a bump it.
Wait, like a cocaine bump it? Or
yes, please.
Yeah, right.
All of yes, the please. Above.
I need two bump its, please. One for my nose, one for my hair. I can't with you today. I mean, I can't cool down. It's fucking hot.
So, okay, they came over. You watched Silver Lining Playbook.
Yes. And then, that was pretty much it. It was nice. They wanted to relax, and so did I. So they came over and we.
Did you relax?
No, I didn't. No. I haven't smoked any yet. I'll probably smoke some tonight. Okay. But okay, so then this morning, last night, I started to watch A Wolf of Wall Street. And so okay. I started watching it.
Kevin
kind of
said
like,
if you're really into Coke, you should watch that show, that movie.
No. Well, yes, but yeah. I mean there
he said more than Scarface.
Oh my God.
Or yeah, Scarface.
I mean they were remember that whole like doing a bump off the asshole? Yeah. That was all over the movie. I mean, just wow. I didn't like the movie at all. I thought the movie was a little like outrageous, even though it was based on reality. It was a little outrageous. But anyway, so I kind of fell asleep during the movie. 10:30. Yeah, I'm old. Oh. I fell asleep.
And you didn't get up till 10:30 today?
No, I know. Well, I got up at like 11:30, 12.
That's amazing.
What?
If you slept that long. I love
yes,
it.
Yes, because then you don't have to get up that early.
Right.
So then so I get up at 12:30 and I'm just like really tired. Like really tired. And then I finally got up and I was like, I kind of turned over because I was on the couch and I turned over and I was like, okay, I'm going to sleep for another 5 minutes and then I'm going to go upstairs.
CDC, no. Night-night,
no.
All day long.
I was like, I got to go upstairs. So I got up, took the dogs up the stairs, brushed my teeth, went to bed. And then I got up at like 7 to let them out. And I let them out,
what
fed
kind of
them.
What dogs are they?
Basset Hounds.
Oh, yeah. The howlers.
Yeah. And then...
Do they even have the feet that go like this? With the feet that turn out?
Yeah, when they walk, when they stop. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I got the shits, like really bad, really bad. Like I've been to the washroom already like 5 times, diarrhea.
Oh well, we just cleaned our bathroom.
Great, you'll have to clean it again in about a minute. And I think it's because of the cheese. I haven't eaten cheese in a very long time. So, but I did get probiotics this weekend. Mm-hmm. So
doesn't cheese have that too?
Not cheese.
Yogurt
does,
or what my brother called it when he was 5, yodorant,
yogurt.
Which was a mix of yogurt And deodorant.
No, it's either yogurt or like kefir has it.
Doesn't cottage cheese have it too?
I don't know.
They have to put it in, right?
No, I think you have to put it in.
No, it's automatic because regular yogurt has it.
Yes, but I don't know if cottage cheese, the process of cottage cheese creates that.
Why don't you get pills?
I did. Oh, yesterday, okay. At Whole Foods, I did. I spent a fucking arm and a leg.
Your whole paycheck.
Yeah. I worked at... No, and then the fucked up thing is I get to the cashier, mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh, okay, blah, blah, blah. And he's like...
$370.
Well, he's like, this thing is fucking bothering me.
What is it?
This. I can't see your face. There we go. Better. Now I can see. Ricky!
Aww, put it back.
I hate you. Anyway, so... I get up there and there was I bought 3 bars of soap because they smell really good. So I was like,
I gave you soap.
I know. I have those too, but these I take with me when I travel. So I use those instead of the.
They don't have their own soap?
No, I just bring my own because my skin's kind of delicate. Oh, I have eczema.
Of course.
I mean, I feel like.
What? Take your shirt off.
No, I'm fine.
Really? Because you're like peeling your shirt off.
No, I'm fine. I'm just trying to create a little air underneath.
But this, you're Mariah Carey, right. Boy.
This is when that would come real right. Handy.
Maybe that's why she always has a fan on her because she's
fucking fat. I mean, oh, I'm she's, sorry.
She is far from fat.
wait, Baron will probably appreciate that.
She's one of those people that
she's a thick fucking girl, and I don't know where the hell she got all that thickness from
because she was skinny, like a pig. Day. But she did say, like, back in the day, she could only afford to eat, like, 1 bagel a day.
That's a horrible meal.
Right. Well.
I hate bagels.
I don't mind them so much. I've never had a New York bagel. Come on.
Sorry.
I've never had a New York bagel, which I was reading was, like, half, like, literally, like, a half a loaf of bread.
Oh, God. No, I've eaten a New York bagel. They're not. I mean, they're the fucking bagels from here. What are you talking
about? They're not really New York bagels. I think you got to go to New York for a New York bagel.
No, I mean, yes, but they resemble bagels from here. They're
well,
not
yeah, like, but they're not the same.
That's the same thing like pretzels. Justin was like, oh, you need to eat a New York pretzel and a New York hot dog. And I was like, okay, bring it on.
A Coney dog.
And so I ate we ate a pretzel. I didn't want to eat the hot dog because it was.
Well, a pretzel is the same thing as a bagel. It's just in a different shape.
No, that's not true. The bread is different.
Looks the same.
May look the same, but it's not. Bread is it the pretzel bread is a little softer.
Wait, if Lauren listens, yeah, pretzels are for Germany.
Isn't she Jewish?
No, the story is that she had a roommate that a friend was visiting from Germany, and she was like, "Oh, if you go to New York City, you have to try the pretzels." She looked straight up at her like, "Yeah, pretzels are from Germany." Like, you dumb shit.
I don't need to taste that one. I've tasted plenty. Thank you. All in one swoop.
Right.
No, I tasted, I was like, man, this tastes like Auntie Anne's. Sorry.
No, I kind of love Auntie Anne's.
I know. Their cinnamon
when I go to the airport, I like their sour cream and onion. Like, someone's dying in our living room.
Yeah, clearly. For attention.
We got a phone call. You want to do one phone call?
Sure.
I think we have 6 calls, so.
Oh, yeah. So, but what I was going to say was Pookie was going to tell me a shit story about.
She needs to call in with a shit story.
Well, wait, first of all, she's going to tell me it, but then it happened to be about her girlfriend, her wifey, and she was like, no.
Oh, so she needs to do that at a different time.
Boom. She laid down that gavel. I was like, oh.
No, she laid down that clit.
And said, no. But I can tell you a story about Pookie. Oh. Well, hello there, lady. Hey.
That's his I think barking.
So one time we I went over to her house. She's gonna hate me for this, but that's okay. We went over to her house, and my Pookie had gotten her—I want to say her gallbladder taken out, or her appendix. I can't remember. I think it was her one of the two. I think it was her gallbladder. No, maybe it was her appendix. Anyway,
she had some shit moved.
She had some shit removed from her. But anyway, so she couldn't eat pork anymore because your body can't process it the same anymore. So it,
no bacon?
No, like no pork at all. I mean, I'm she can so eat it, sorry, but she can eat that, but then it'll well
sausage
before
gravy biscuits.
She can't. Well, she can, but then she got that issue where she got to be close to a washroom. So we're sitting upstairs in her mom's house in her like little apartment, and we ordered Congress pizza because that's like our favorite pizza. I ordered it with sausage. Totally forgot that, you know, she can't have pork of any kind. So we're eating it, and she goes, like 2, 3, or 4 slices in. She's like, what kind of meat is this? And I was like, I don't know. It's like beef. It's sausage. And she's like, does it have pork in it? And she's like, I'm like, I don't know. Probably. I'm like, it's
sausage.
I was like, it's sausage. I'm like, oh, I think it does. And she's like, I'm like, why? And she goes, because motherfucker, that shit's about to come out. And she ran into the washroom, and she's like, oh my God, I fucking hate you. She's yelling at me from the washroom. I felt so bad. She comes out. She's like, you motherfucker. I love you.
I'd rather have pepperoni.
We had pepperoni and sausage yesterday.
I'd rather have everything on it.
Ew.
Like, everything.
Ew.
Like, when I order, like, they have, like, half-off pizzas on Monday at this pizza place near my work.
Mm-hmm.
And they're used to our, like, our work ordering, like, sausage and cheese, pepperoni and cheese, and then bam, my order comes in and there's like 14 toppings on it. Like, I want it all. I want the garbage truck, the sink, the homeless person all on my pizza. And if it's not on there, don't even bring it to me.
Really?
And I want it on thin crust.
Oh, you a messy bitch. You is a messy bitch.
I'm messy.
No, I like, have you ever tried ham, pineapple, bacon, and garlic. Like roasted garlic.
I love all the other.
So good.
I like roasted garlic on pizza, but probably not on that. But
it doesn't like you either, but that's okay.
Tony can't eat that.
I know. That sucks for you.
Oh my God. We have vegetable pizza all the time.
I'll eat green pepper. You know, actually, I don't like green peppers on pizza. And I'll tell you why, because they're never like
fully done.
Yeah, it's like kind of hard. Like, it's not al dente even, because mm-hmm. it's still kind of harder than that. And then they're like, some of it is soft and like mushy. Mm-hmm. Not good.
Like, what if they roasted them and then put them on? You'd probably be okay. Like roasted red peppers.
Yes, I think because they're never like, it's never the right consistency on all of the peppers.
So, do you like to dip your pizza in ranch dressing like the rest of America?
If I have it, yeah, I'll do it.
Tony had never done that until he like got with me.
And then and
I
does
introduced
it.
Him and he's like, I want fucking ranch dressing.
Blue cheese.
I need ranch dressing, hot sauce, and I need some sweetened iced tea.
Oh my God. Totally Florida. Let's take a fucking Domino's order. Hi, can I get 2 large pizzas, extra, 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 extra ranch, and a big, large iced tea, sweetened iced tea, and all the sugar
extra,
in there.
Extra, extra,
extra. Sounds like we're about to say estrogen.
Oh.
Estrogen.
All right, let's play our first call.
Sure.
I think you might know this person.
Maybe.
Again.
No, that's not the call. Hold on.
Well, you might as well play that one now.
No. We're playing them in order. I don't want to make your family member mad.
Hola. Hi, it's Neep Neep. I'm Roger's sister. Hi, love. And hola, Ricky. I feel sorry for you working with my brother, but anyway, it seems to be the show is a hit, and well, actually, I knew it because, well, he comes from good genes. Anyway, so I was catching up on the iPodcast, and I heard some interesting stories from when the girls call, and I'm definitely not going to tell a period story because I think that's, like, disgustingly gross, although some of the stories were funny. And I do have one, but I'd rather not share. However, I do have a poopy story. For those of you who don't understand what I said, it's a shit story. I went to go get my womanly checkup physical for the year, and I had to give a urine sample. However, I have IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. Oh. So there's times where, yeah, I don't know when I'm going to
We're
have
cut from the same cloth.
So I had to go give the urine sample. I went to the bathroom. Now, I am superly disgusted by giving urine samples. I think they are gross. It's always a hot mess, and I hate to think.
I'm going to put a pause there. I would think it's harder for a woman to give a urine sample than
it is for a man. Yeah.
So I could see why it's like.
Yeah, because you can't. Like, how do you aim? Like, you can't, like. Unless you put one of those, like, big cup.
Yeah.
Big gulp cups.
Or a funnel. But then you have to get, like, your. I would think your hands get peed on. I'm sure. I think I would like that.
I'm sure they do.
Getting it on my hands, which always happens. But anyway. So I'm in there trying to do this, and it's hot. It was a hot summer day. I walked to the building, and so I'm sweating. I'm trying to urine in the smallest little cup, and guess what happens? I start to shit, and I'm not talking about just regular shit. I'm talking about vomit shit, like water shit, like that's it, because I hate to go poop in public bathrooms or anyone's house, really, that I don't feel comfortable with. So, yeah, I'm sitting here squatting. Diarrhea with a urine cup in my hand and urine all over me because I got disgusted that I started pooping. Anyway, that's my story. I hope you enjoy. Wish you best of luck, baby, on this show, and I hope that all the listeners continue to follow you guys and love you more and more. I love you. Take care. Bye, Ricky.
Aww. You know what's disgusting about that story is when you go to take a drug test or your, well, was it a drug test or for a doctor's office?
It was for a doctor's office.
Oh, okay. That's a little different because if she was taking like a drug test, you cannot flush that.
I know.
You have to leave it there for the people to see to make sure that you didn't like drop anything. Right. Or,
that's so nasty.
Ew.
If imagine if
Did
that was your job.
In the cup? Did she get poop in the cup?
I don't know. We'll
she
have
needs
to
follow
ask
up
her.
Story.
Yeah, we'll tell her. You need to follow up with that, D.
And we still need to hear your period story. Because yeah. No matter how gross it is, it's still awesome.
Yeah. Period stories are really amazing because us boys, we don't have to deal with them.
Unless you have a bleedy butthole. And according, it sounds like you might sometimes.
No, I actually don't. Thank God. That's probably because I'm also not getting fucked. I'm not being the pretend bottom I'm supposed to be. You know, I hate that because a lot of guys that I talk to, you know, there was a great article on, I think it was Queer Tree or
QWERTY,
yeah, about how like your nationality is assumed to have a specific like
white as top, right?
Sexual, like, you know, like you're considered that. Yeah,
Latinos
are
all
bottoms. No matter what. Like,
unless they're married, then they're total tops.
No. I think
because if they're tops, they're not gay.
Right. Honey, let me tell you.
Hello, I know that's wrong.
Ooh, girl,
can I get a high five?
That's wrong.
Can I get an alto cinco? Wait, is that right? Hi?
Yeah.
Alto cinco? Cinco alto?
Stupid. Yeah, the article was actually really good. I mean, because it was talking about like how race and
what about
people
Asians?
Asians bottoms and very Nelly.
But they kind of are always.
I've only hooked up with like one Asian.
Me too. And I was not pleased.
No.
He had bad breath.
I can't do that. Cannot do that. I hooked up with a guy.
The crotch area was kind of weird. The hair was weird. I didn't like it. It was kind of like.
It was straight.
It was straight.
Like relaxed
but
straight.
It was like straight. But it was also like stray cat. So it was like bald in some spots, but hairy in others. It's like a leopard or something. I don't know. It was really weird.
Leopard.
Oh my God. Did you see the house that's like a block from me that's like painted like a giraffe?
Yeah. What the
I
fuck is
I love
up with
that.
That.
I mean, I would never live in that house, but
yeah,
it was
would.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, you would. Yeah,
what about Africans?
I've hooked up with black guys.
They're tops, right? That they said they were
not generally. Oh yeah, well, like it's really weird because it was the assumption wasn't with everyone.
Oh,
but it was just like, you know, like certain people. I guess like they would say that. Oh, what was your like? What's your assumption of Latinos? Like most of them are, especially the thinner ones, are usually bottoms, and kind of the same thing with Asians. Like the thinner you are, the more bottom you are, the more Nelly you are. It's like,
and the this, biggest like,
stereotype
dick you have.
Probably
like your Nelly bottom, but like,
bump.
Yeah, like tripod.
Ugh.
I hate that. It's such a sad day for me.
Because you want to get fucked by it?
No, because I want to be a human tripod.
I'm fine with mine. I like mine. I have a nice one.
You like it a lot. For about 12 years.
Yeah, well, clearly. I've had no choice, honey.
Really?
Have no choice. Actually, that's not true.
You need to get drunk with a roommate. What?
No. No.
Been there, done that?
No. We've made out, but that's about it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Or like before
I don't know if I've seen a picture of him. Or did I?
You've met him before.
He's nerdy, right? Wait, did I meet him?
Yeah, when you were over at my place.
Well, that was a while ago.
Yeah. You have memory like...
And I had other issues. I had other things going on.
Yeah. We were too busy in this grill. I do have to say that Ricky does make out really well.
Oh, thank you. He's a good kisser.
But yeah, no, he's... he gave himself his own toot. Let's just say. He's like, what? But no, I think that would be really weird to hook up with your roommate. Even if it wasn't a drunken.
I hooked up with my straight roommate one time.
Do tell.
Well, no, I mean, there's nothing more to tell other than we just made out. And
that was it?
Give each other handies and didn't look at each other anymore.
Oh, okay.
But it that happens. Was it. I mean, you know.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, ooh, maybe I can get a straight roommate and then fuck.
Like have a friendship that where you just fuck.
Not even that. I don't want a friendship with you. I just want you to I just want to suck your dick.
Don't look at me.
Want to suck your dick. Be like, what up, bruh?
Well, if it's a straight guy, then you should be happy with that, though.
Right, right. I just wonder one day.
I mean, it's all the same. Come on.
But anyways, that was one of the stories. But that was an interesting article, actually. I thought it was kind of funny. Because most guys who are like on Bear 411, they're like, not Bear 411, I didn't even say that. I haven't even been on there for years.
Liar.
Growler. They were like, oh, are you a bottom? No.
Why are you like treating it like it's bad?
No. It's not that I'm I know that sounded kind of it's like
eyebrows.
Offended.
It's in the eyebrows, really. Your eyebrows say I'm a bottom.
Shut up. I just popped a microphone.
You sure did.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. But the thing was on, so I don't know what's going on.
Because you huffed a little bit too much.
Oh god, whatever. What the fuck was that?
Ugly. I can't touch my lip.
I can't even with you today, god. It's not offensive, the idea of being a bottom, because I haven't been a bottom in for years, but like, and I like
12.
It right. Well, no, I've had hookups in between, but
oh,
I would probably say consecutively I haven't bottomed in like maybe 7. So
are you a belly bottom or back bottom? Side bottom.
I'm an all fours bottom.
Ooh, doggy.
Actually, I prefer when I'm laying down on my stomach because it just gets in there.
All up in there.
It hits my Mariah Carey. It's like. It hits it. What did she say? Love me all the way down till I hit my Mariah Carey. Right. So yeah, that's always a better position.
And then you poop.
Oh, shitty dick.
Oh, it's happened to us all.
I know. I did. I do like it, but I also like fucking. And I like to be really rough when I'm fucking.
Oh,
like
I don't want to. No, I don't want to see. No, I'm closing my eyes.
Sounds like I'm going to show you.
Oh my god, do you have like a leather harness on?
No, not like that. Like I don't like.
Are you like forcing them to? I don't. They have a popper's mask on, and you're making them do it. Like
popper's mask.
Yeah, have you seen those where they hook a bottle of poppers to it and they can only breathe poppers?
That is just fucking.
I think it's dangerous. That would give me a headache. Right? Oh, what? That would kill you. But no. People apparently
all it is videotape cleaner, girl. It's like what's that stuff that makes you wake up when you faint? That's what it is. That's what videotape cleaner is. Benzoy something or another.
Are you talking about like the salts that they open ammonia?
Jess. That's what it is.
That's not ammonia.
Well, it's not. I didn't say it was pneumonia. You said that.
I did not say pneumonia. I said ammonia.
Ammonia. Pneumonia?
Wait, I always say it in Spanish because I love the word. Pneumonia? Hold on. I'm trying to think when Tony says it because he doesn't say it in English all the time. He says it in Spanish. Pneumonia. Pneumonia. Something like that.
No. Yeah, we just say pneumonia?
Like no. Ammonia?
Ammonia?
I came real good. Pneumonia. What's so, clean? Claro? What's
clean?
Clean.
What's limpiado?
Limpia. Limpiado. Ammonia.
Oh my god, dude, we're bringing the LOLs.
La 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 la. Ja 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 ja.
Oh, that's my laughing in Spanish. Ha ha ha
ha ha ha. Yeah 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 yeah. Like, why does laughing in Spanish sound different than what it is in English? That's really weird. Yeah 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 yeah. It totally sounds different. Like,
I'm never gonna get. Type it. I'm never gonna get cool.
I also wonder why animals sound different in Spanish than they do in English.
They don't.
Yes, they do.
One is it wow 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 wow.
Yes. Wow 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 wow. Like, no.
That's Puerto Rican dogs.
Oh my god, I'm doing like 500 sit-ups right now. What do Puerto Rican gallinas sound like?
I can't even. Oh my god. Oh my god.
A gallina is a chicken. No one knows that. Or a hen.
Ooh, god, Jesus. Get together.
Hilarious.
What were we talking about anyway?
You're being a total top. Like rough.
Oh yes. Yeah, I like it rough. Like I won't don't tell like, me to go in soft. Because I'm gonna go and just go in.
Like Brokeback Mountain, just
well, I'm kind of thick, so that's why they like it's like putting a bat up in there.
Yeah, 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 yeah. A bat. It's like fat on the end and then skinny at the bottom.
Those are weird soft balls. Ew. I've seen those like saline balls. Oh, those are so awful.
Who does that?
Those people.
That's like, why? How is that comfortable?
I don't know.
Ivy apparently they're thinks laughing. It's awful too. What does a dog sound like in Puerto Rico when it laughs?
Wow, wow, wow. That's... Wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 wow.
Oh, I have a headache now.
But, that, yeah, I like to be a little rough.
We'll do the rest of the calls in the next show.
Okay.
Like, because we're doing the next 30-minute show, right?
Yeah, we can do the half hour today. So, yeah, that, but, yeah, it's more, I don't know why. There's a, like, control issue. So, let me tell you a hookup
it, like,
story.
It, comes out, like, like, it's a switch. It's just, like. How do you keep from sweating so much, though? Because, like, right now you're dying.
I'm fucking, like, it's awful. Like, I will sweat a Backstreet Boy off. It's it's like, ooh, Nick Carter, there you go. Ooh, Justin Timberlake.
He was NSYNC.
I know, but I switched it.
Not the same.
Switched it.
Get your girls together.
I know. Together. You know, so I used to hook up with this guy. So, when I used to live in Rogers Park. This guy. I answered was it Bear 411 or was it like a Craigslist?
Or what, is it like in the newspaper?
No, I think, oh God. Did you ever read those from the Reader, Chicago Reader? Oh my God, some of them were awful. It's like, who in the fuck put that on print? Why would you?
That's just awful. Permanent record.
Right now, right? Hi, can I go back to 1955? Where awful. I think it was Craigslist. I answered an ad. The guy's like, oh yeah, like I like to have like anonymous sex. I like to do the play role. And I was like, okay. I was like, and so I asked him, I said, you know, like, what's your, are you STD clean or whatever? Mm. And he's like, I know that sounds offensive. I didn't mean that. But like, do you have any STDs? And he's like, no. So I'm like, okay, of course.
What's quotation marks?
Because I mean, you don't know. Right. Like you say, yeah, but then they could be like, no. And if I can come in and it's like a bump, a bump, a bump, bumpalina all up on their hole, it's like, yeah, I'm going to take a pass on that.
A bump, 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 bumpalina all up on the hole.
Yeah.
Title of the show. Yeah,
right. Bump, 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 bumpalina. Oh my God. And so anyway, so then he's like, so we like kind of message each other and he's like, well, I really like to just kind of be on all fours, have a blindfold on, and then you just fuck me.
No, that's not okay.
And I'm like, okay. And he sent me a picture of what he looked like, and I was like, oh, he's hot.
What's it matter if it's in the dark?
It's a fantasy thing. It wasn't, I mean, for him. For me, it was just like, oh, man, I get to fuck a hole. That's all I thought about it. So then he's like, all right, well, I was like, I'll leave my door open. And he's like, and I'm going to stand in the, I'll be in the washroom so you can just go straight to the, like when you come in. This is after I got we exchanged phone numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, you could just come in. My place is small. So just as soon as you open the door, head straight to the bedroom and then you can do what you need to do. Now I'll come out. So I was like, I could see him coming in because of course, like I don't want to also get robbed.
Right.
So I'm like in the bathroom, like peeking my eye out of the door and I'm like. And then, so he walks in there and I was like, oh, he's cute. He was a beefy boy, but he wasn't like fat. He was just kind of like beefy and you know, he had a little tummy.
Muscular.
Facular. Fat and muscular. so he walks in and he, you know, unclothes, unrobes or whatever, if you will. And he gets on there and he hangs over the bed. And I mean, just the beefiest ass, like. Totally hot. And yeah, I went to town. Yeah. And then I took my my dildo and was like, shove it in his. I was like, yeah, it was pretty, it was rough. Really rough. For him, not for me. For me, I was like, this is hot. And then I
kind of need to be cleansed.
Silkwood.
No, like a hand, like. A hand cleaner, like alcohol, like
Silkwood. that proceeded to happen about 18 more times after that.
Oh, and you never spoke a word to him?
No, we spoke afterwards. Like the first time we didn't. I went back into the washroom and he left. And then he text messaged like, that was really fucking hot and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, and I'm like, all right, well, we'll do it again next time. And then we did it a couple more times at that place. And then when I moved, he would come over. Almost like every other weekend.
Your place where you live now?
No, no, no. The place before I moved there.
So you dated?
More like we just fucked. Mm. Actually, he never once touched me. Like we didn't.
Do you still have a picture?
No. Aww. And he's a really nice guy. The last time that I had sex with him, we like talked.
He tried to kiss you, and you're like, no.
We always made out, but he always had a fucking. It was kind of, my friends called him Zorro.
Because he had a mask on.
Because he had a blindfold on. He'd come in, I'd do my thing, and he'd left. El Zorro. And yeah, and the worst part about it is like, it was bareback every time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, like, you know, I checked and whatever, like, and he wasn't, and I believed him. So the first time I did it, I was so fucking like, the first time we had sex, I used a condom. Mm. I came all over his hole, though. But
because you busted out of the condom. You guys, I'm sorry. Like, this totally went inappropriate.
We are foul monkeys for a reason. Remember that. Anyway, so then the second time we had just bareback sex. But I mean, you know, it was, I knew what was going on. Like, I knew the, what my consequences would be, and it was hot. And I trusted him. He was.
So do you have a public service announcement for anyone that's listening?
There's pills.
Oh.
No, I, you know what? Here's the thing about bareback sex. I think that if you're going to do that, be very educated about what you're doing. Be very aware of what the consequences may be.
Mm-hmm.
And also understand what position you're in. That's it. I'm not saying, I'm not promoting bareback sex by any means. However, I think that a lot of medical educators don't really tell people enough information about it. And because you don't, I mean, like, and I can understand why they don't do that. Like, for example, you can get HIV on the first try,
mm-hmm.
especially if you're a bottom. Yes, for sure. However, if you're a top, if you repeat the act, you can. But it's very difficult to get on the first try. So, I've asked several doctors, I've asked several people, like, you know, what's the likelihood, how, you know, and they've always told me, you know, you can get it on the first try. However, it is very hard. It has to be something that you repeat. You know, it's something that you, it has to be repetitive.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a top, if you're a bottom, well, that's different, you know. But I mean, it's just be aware. Just be.
Are you cooled off yet?
Yeah, you can close. I can tell you were like freezing. You can close the window. Okay. I'm fine. Yeah. So just, you know, be aware. Be just know the facts is what I'm saying. And you know, and if you do feel like, you know, if you,
I'll just put it down a little bit.
Yeah, that's fine. You know, you could throw on a sweater. I mean, you're
this
in my house.
Is my house.
I know, right? As I'm telling you what to do in your own house.
Fucking rude.
Yeah, totally. So yeah, I mean, that's what I say. Just be okay. Educated about it. And you know, and look, it's fine. Most people at least once in their life will have a slip up, and in the heat of the moment they will decide to do something that I think under normal circumstances they probably wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do something like that, just again, be aware, educate yourself. It's not necessarily about like terrifying yourself to the point where you're like extra, like, you know, everything, like you want to fucking rub everything down with alcohol, but it's not that crazy. However, just be educated about what you're doing.
Okay. Well, we only have a few minutes left. I do want to talk. I just wanted to give a shout out to my friend Frank, who
hey,
I got
Frank.
To see last night.
Who Does he listen to the show?
I don't know if he still listens or not. He was a podcaster. You guys may remember him from That's What She Said with Christian and Brian. They no longer do the podcast. But he's here visiting Chicago, and I got to see him last night, and it was pretty awesome. Looks really good, really happy, really cool. And he said if he's available tonight that he may text me and maybe see what's up. You know, we can like, I was like, well, we can go get some ice cream or Garrett's popcorn or something. Oh my God, Garrett's popcorn. Oh my God, Garrett's popcorn is like crazy.
Isn't he, well, I don't want to do that.
Hmm?
I said, isn't he visiting?
Yeah. So.
Right. So why would he be available?
Well,
right.
Yeah.
At night.
Well, anything for me, I guess.
Oh, okay. And done.
And through.
And we're through. Well, that's nice. Hi, Frank. Too bad I missed you.
Right. Yeah. Well, you have to come actually to the show. That's where he came.
Right.
Yeah. He was late. He went last night to the real fancy like restaurant downtown, the Avery or wherever the fuck that is.
Oh yeah, isn't that the one with one of the Michelin star winners?
I think so, or yeah, something. Yeah, yeah. They have like round like ice cubes and shit like that. Don't care.
No, and I guarantee you he spent a pretty penny.
He
on
did.
That shit.
He did. I was like, what?
$200
more?
Really? Did he pay for that, or was it already pre-bought? Because
well,
a lot of those places have that pre-menu, so it's mm-hmm. like...
Oh, I don't know if it was prefix or whatever it's called.
Well, the menu is like for that day. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you happen to go on that day, they tell you what the menu is going to be, and you've already paid.
He said the dessert was, like, a Snickers bar, like, their own version of a Snickers bar, and it had that foie gras. Is that what it's called?
Foie gras, yeah.
Like, duck liver, really, or goose liver, whatever mm-hmm. it is. No, that's not fucking desserts. You know what that is? It's fucking nasty. That's what that is.
You know, have you ever, I need you to, I'm not going to tell you, just Google how they get that.
I know how they get it. They, like, fatten it up and then kill it.
And they shove a fucking long prod about this big. They can't, you guys can't see it, but it's about 2 to 4 feet long.
Well,
and
that's not 2 to 4 feet.
Well, that's about 2 feet. Maybe 2 feet.
Okay.
I mean,
well, that's 2 feet AOL inches.
Wait, so my dick is about that big?
What do they do to it?
They essentially grab the neck, but not like, I know this is going to sound like an oxymoron, forcefully, and then they shove the food in there, and that's what gets them fattened. It's
that
really
should not be allowed.
Well, that's why it's not. Well, that's why foie gras is. I think it's. I know in New York, if I'm not mistaken, it's illegal to serve foie gras. And then I think here, you're not supposed to, or like. The fuck was that?
That was my Groupon.
Ugh, bitch. And I think you're not need, like it's very limited or something. I don't know,
oh,
but
it's disgusting and it should not happen.
It's, I mean, you know, it's really painful. I don't know if it's painful for the animals.
See, it's totally painful.
Well, I don't know what it. I
imagine how, them putting.
But that's because we associate that to painful.
It's painful. They're an animal.
We don't know if that's painful for
it
them.
It is painful. Humans and animals have like. Well, animals probably have more pain tolerance than we do.
Right.
But it still hurts them.
I'm sure
it's not natural.
I'm not saying that it doesn't. I just don't know if it's.
How dare you? You know what? Cut off.
I don't know if it's that painful for them.
It's painful. But I was like,
I mean, it's no worse than shoving a big fat cock in your mouth.
Well, that doesn't hurt. That numbs.
That heart. Actually feels good.
Numbs your heart. I was actually like this week thinking, like, I kind of feel like a hypocrite with like having the dogs and being so adopt dogs and, you know, do your best to get them, you know, don't let them die and all this stuff. And then here I am eating like a big old slab of fried chicken. I'm like,
oh. Oh, like don't be one of those. I mean, come on.
I kind
of
feel like a moron.
I feel like those PETA vegetarian, and I mean, I look, the only thing I want to do with a PETA is put a fucking slop of gyro meat on it and eat it the shit out.
I don't eat that.
But you know, this is the problem with that. It's like you and I, it's an extreme. I understand that, you know, that there's a certain way to treat an animal.
Mm-hmm.
But I also believe that the way the earth is, you know, the way that goes, it's that's just
the
order.
That God made it.
That's just the order of things. Like
the way that God made it.
That's how things are supposed to go. So we are supposed to eat, you know, I wouldn't say we are supposed to.
I think
but
it's different than how it is now. Like all the chickens and cows, they're not farm raised, like not like back in
the
day.
I mean, it's not like back in the day. And I think that the reason why is because, you know, the food industry has gotten greedy, and that aka fucking government officials.
No,
that's what pisses me off. It's like,
so I'm,
when did you get in our food? Like, why are you in our food? That's you're sitting
well
there complaining.
They
kind of
had to be in the food because it did you I like
I look I agree if, that there should be some certain regulation with food in the way that it's processed and the way that it's done. But that should be something that should be left to the food. It's the food people themselves and how the farmers and shit raise their food, not how the government sees it fit.
Because
mm-hmm. then you get 18 chickens in a fucking one foot area. Like that's
what kind of makes me feel bad. So I'm like thinking about it. I'm like I tweeted. I was like, I really would like to be a vegetarian.
And then you're gnawing on a piece of fucking.
But fried chicken. And I'm like, So I'm thinking about it. Maybe I'll eat less meat And actually, I've done pretty good because I eat less red meat and less pork already.
It's not that you eat meat. This is what irritates me about people who become vegetarians and become vegans. And let me not tell you about
vegans.
Don't
get crazy. Vegan,
vegans
no.
are fucking like, the wall is alive. The vegetables are alive. Let me just eat air and water. And I can't even eat that because that's alive. It's like, enough with the bullshit. Like, really. I can't wear that because it's cotton.
Cotton they can wear. Wool they can't wear.
That's fucking stupid. Cotton came from a fucking plant that is alive, you dumbass.
And they killed it. They killed it.
They killed it. Hello, all of our black ancestors killed them when they were picking it. That's awful.
That's not appropriate to talk about.
Totally not. That did not come from a racist.
No. Okay.
We gotta go. Mexicans picked cotton. A lot of people picked cotton.
Come on. No. They picked jalapenos, oranges, and tomatoes.
And that's not worse?
No.
Right. Hello. What is it? The Chiquita Banana lady?
That's how there's really tall Mexicans and really short Mexicans. Because the really tall ones pick the oranges and the really short ones pick the strawberries.
And jalapenos?
And yeah.
Tisk.
There's
tisk,
no between.
Tisk. I'm between.
Okay.
So anyway. Right,
we gotta go.
All right.
Give us a call. 863-666-0377. Email us at
foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can Facebook us.
Facebook.com/foulmonkeys.
/foulmonkeys.
I think that we should have this recorded so we don't have to say it.
Maybe we can record it later.
Okay.
Because that means I have to put it into the show every time.
Right. That's fine. You should.
It's not that easy.
Oh my God.
If I showed you what I had to go through to do this,
you would die.
You would be like, why do you even do this for free?
It's like, for free.
Yeah.
It's click, 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 and click.
No.
Oh, by the way, you guys, we are going to put a donate button on our Facebook, on our website.
Yeah. We're working on that. We're working on getting the website updated.
Fun stuff for you.
And we're going to try to be a lot more involved through the website instead of through Facebook. I think that'll help a lot. Get more people to the website.
Yes.
So we may be closing down our Facebook page.
I agree with that, actually. Because then it would force people to go to the website.
Right.
And so we'll be more active on there. Mm-hmm.
I think and we're going to close down our Twitter. And we're going to close down the feed. And you won't get shit.
Right.
But if you don't donate, come to the website,
donate, because that shit costs money.
I'm just kidding. But yeah, we're thinking about maybe doing some blogging there.
Yes. We're going to do some special stuff.
We were talking about video podcasts.
Mm-hmm. That one will have to be paid for.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the decision now?
The best things in life are not free.
Okay. Well, you heard it from Roger.
All for the price of $19.95.
Right. Market it. $19.95 for the next live or the lost live show.
Right. Ooh, maybe we'll do that. Maybe for your listening pleasure, you'll have to pay $19.95 for three episodes.
That's not a bargain.
What's a bargain for us?
Unless you want to send your EBT cards. We'll take a food stamp card real quick.
Any day.
Send your pen.
And let me tell you, Whole Foods accepts them, so we can have a field day.
Send your pen.
This is Margarita.
No, you're Margarita. I began a cat.
Hi, this is Chelsea Handler.
Oh. I love her.
I love her, too.
Oh, my God. Sarah Colonna, you know, the comedian that's always on there with her with the curly hair, she answered me back on Twitter a couple times this week.
Oh, did you? Oh, look at you. She's like flipping her hair and she's all like twirling it like it was Mariah Carey.
Me and Damon, we like love her. Damon's a listener. And we always say that we want to get gay married with her. But now she has a boyfriend. So I tweeted, I was like, oh, well, since Sarah Colonna has a boyfriend, I guess Damon and I can't be gay married. And
I did see that.
And she responded back. She goes, well, I could technically be gay married because it's really not cheating. I love your technicalities.
It's all in the technicality. I love
her. You should read her book. It's pretty funny.
What was the name of her book?
I will tell you.
You liked it so much you can remember the name.
I hate when you say that to me.
How does it feel? All right, this is Madonna.
Root. Wait, I thought you were Margarita.
And I was also Chelsea Handler. La Chelsea Handler.
Who can I be? This is La Chair. Good night.
Good day.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Testing, talk, testing, talk. Testing, testing, testing. Testing. Meow. Dear Chicago.